This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. It's raining climate change in a state park in Minnesota. The Minnesota DNR's new park ranger for Nerstrand Big Woods, Katie Fauché, recently shared that 12% of the park is experiencing forest death due to lack of oxygen around flooded tree roots. The loss of maples, oaks, basswood, and more is devastating. And worse, ash trees that tolerate wet soil are sprouting up, but they're doomed due to emerald ash borer. There's about 200 acres of the Big Woods forest that's dead or showing signs of dying due to changes in the rainfall pattern. Fauché says heavy rains are now more common and more intense than at any time on record. Have you noticed that? Because my garden sure did last year in particular. The rains are coming more often in 1, 2, and 3-inch falls. I also live in a river town and can attest to the problem there. Although things can dry out, the flat areas are not getting a long enough chance to breathe, meaning dry out. In the Big Woods, there's a layer of clay about an arm's reach below the ground that stops the water from draining downward, creating pools of water at the roots. I'll have a link to the full article, pictures, and more on GardenBite.com. The Big Woods isn't the only area, of course, that's experiencing these issues. The upper Midwest is seeing our number of hotter days rising as well. The changes affect infrastructure, health, agriculture, forestry, transportation, air and water quality, and more. Scientists and others are working on ways to reduce carbon emissions, but there are always things we can do. As gardeners, one thing is to create more gardens and less lawn. Now that's something most of us can wrap our heads around. I'll have more information on that topic on tomorrow's Garden Bite. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.